The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like your own with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? We're back. We're back. We're back with another one. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is Cousin Ed's Corner back at you again. I want to always say the intro. I will never stop wanting to say the intro, but we are back. This is a wind down Wednesday. Hopefully y'all are enjoying your week. It's hump day. We've made it halfway through. I'm not sure if you listen to this in the morning, listen to this at night, but hey, you made it halfway through the week and we are going to push through and just fly through today and make it into the weekend. Make it into the weekend. Don't forget, you got to stop by on Friday and check out Cousin Ed's Corner on Friday. I'm not sure what the show will be yet, but might be something interesting. It's a hint, hint. Maybe something interesting. So real quick, before I get all the way into this, let's go ahead and pay the bills. Pay the bills. Pay the bills. Go ahead and talk about thank everyone. Let's start there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you for being a part of this movement, being a part of Cousin Ed's Corner. I really, really appreciate you foremost, but I really, really thank you. Without you, I really say that, it's my time on the couch and y'all just helping me work through all of this. So thank you for all the kind words, all the text messages, all the voicemails, everything. Thank you for sharing the show. I think if you can't do anything else, definitely share the show with your friends, family, and loved ones. Definitely make sure you're following. I see the numbers. So definitely thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to hit that subscribe button on the show. Be sure that you tell your friends about the show. Like I said, this our community is not only about Cousin Ed, it's about us as a whole. So I want to make sure that we continue to grow. If you have any topics you want me to bring up, anybody you want to bring on as a guest, please be sure to let me know. You can reach out to me via any social media platform that's under Cousin Ed's Corner. So any social media platform, Cousin Ed's Corner, and or you can send a voicemail to the show or text 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. You can send a voicemail or a text. So, all right, we paid the bills. All that's out the way. Today, it's really like a wind down Wednesday. Really, I wanted to talk about just, it's kind of controversial to me, but let me just say, don't fret for all my New Yorkers and Caribbean. Don't worry about others, right? Don't worry about others. And I'm talking to myself in this. And me and my dad have this conversation often about friends and, you know, people that you check up on and things. And one thing that my big brother told me, we were joking around about it. I live the same distance from you than you live from me. And we was just comparing. This is back when me and Mr. Moody used to podcast together. We still podcast together, but we used to travel to podcast together. And we was debating on who was going to come to who house. And he said, you live the same distance I live from you. And that stuck with me for a long, it still sticks with me. And, but I was thinking about that as me and my dad was conversating and we were talking about friends and people that check on you and this and the other. And I was speaking to him. I said, listen, my phone works just like anyone else. The numbers hasn't changed. And I believe that everybody has unlimited calling. So a lot of us worry about who's not calling us, who hasn't reached out to us. And I wanted to let you know, don't worry about that. I have friends. I will say to my friends that we don't speak on a daily basis, monthly basis, maybe a few months. We may text here and there, but it's no love lost, right? There are people that I care about that I don't speak to. That this, you know, the relationship has changed and we don't speak as often. We may not speak in a long period of time. I don't want myself to worry about, you know, that person or what happened. Or I say, extend the olive branch. Extend the olive branch. I said it twice. And that third time is a hard, it's only a leaf. It's not a branch anymore. It done got, you know, wilted. But if you want it three times, if you do it more than twice to me, it's enough. But the third time should let you know how that person feels about you. Right? And that person is not willing to reach out to you. That person's not willing just to say hello. That person's not willing to a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Father's Day, Happy Mother's Day. All of those holidays and all those times where they can, especially today when you have text message. I don't have to care about you, like you, whatever. I can send you a quick text. But they're not willing enough to do that. And hey, you shouldn't fret over it. I did a show a couple months ago and I talked about your Fab Five. It may have been last year, but I think I re-aired it for some people. Your Fab Five, and people who remember Sprint used to have five people. This is when cell phone service wasn't unlimited. So you have five people you have unlimited talking to. If these people are not in your Fab Five that you constantly talking to, these people are not, do not want to be in your life in that way, don't fret. God will bring and remove people for a reason. Let me say that again. God will bring and remove people for a reason. You can't just keep. I have a plant, right? And I'm wishing, hoping that this plant comes back to life. This plant dead. I mean, it is dead. I mean, like, it's nothing there. It came back one time. I just kept watering. It came back one time. I'm still watering, hoping that it come back. But this plant is dead. Every so often, I look at it. I say, okay, maybe. But eventually, I got to throw that plant out. Once you extend that olive branch, once you make that phone call, once you send that card, once you send, you know, Angela said send a kite. Once you try everything you could try, that relationship may be dead. That friendship may be dead. The old coworker that you used to talk to on a daily basis, see at the water cooler or coffee machine or whatever, and they don't reach out to you anymore, that might just be something that was for a season. And that season may have passed. You never know when your ships will meet again. You never know when you may have to call on them for a reason. You never know when they may have to call on you for a reason. But do not continue to extend yourself when you can use your time to better yourself. There's a message. I'm talking to myself here because me and my dad had this conversation. I was torn between, my dad is 77 and he has a lot of friends, and I was torn between him and his friendships and relationships to myself. I gotta say this much, I'm an only child. I've been this way for a long time, my whole life. But So let me know what your thoughts are. Let me know how you feel about when people are gone from your life or just not there anymore. What are your thoughts about that? Do you keep trying? Do you let it go? What are some of your thoughts? Definitely reach out, 762-333-2032. That's 762-333-2032. Go to CousinEdsCorner.com. Across the top of the page, leave a voicemail. It says leave voicemail. Leave a voicemail for the show. I'll play it back on the show. I want to know what your thoughts are. I might put a vote up with this one. Do you continue to reach out to the person? Or, hey, once they dead, they dead. This might be another show. Might have to bring this back. But it is a wind down Wednesday. I want you to wind down and relax. And hey, don't even fret. Don't fret. You worried about things that you cannot control. The ones who love you, love you. And the ones who are not in your corner anymore, who not in your life anymore, still extend your prayers to them. Pray for them as you want them to pray for you. But God will work it all out. I'll leave it at that. I love each and every one of y'all. Have a great, great Wednesday, chilling out. See you on Friday. Might be a Financial Freedom Friday. I'm not sure. I got some things in my mind, but we'll see how it goes out. Love y'all. Be sure to go back and listen to any of the shows that you miss. Say, hey, Alexa, play Cousin Ed's Corner. Now, hopefully, if you have Alexa in your room, it just started playing. So let me say it again. Hey, Alexa, play Cousin Ed's Corner, and it'll play it for you. All right. Peace. Thank you for listening to Cousin Ed's Corner.